Hello, this is SharePoint Framework Developer Preview Tutorial 4, Hello World deployed to CDN in August 2016. And in this particular tutorial, we'll keep on building on the previous tutorials, so 1, 2, and 3. So in the first tutorial, we created our web part. In the second tutorial, we added some code, which was showing the list of lists within a SharePoint site or mocked list data if we were running that web part in the local workbench. And then in the tutorial 3, we were actually adding our Hello World web part to a SharePoint Classic page. But we were still serving our JavaScript files from a local development box. So in this tutorial, we kind of walk through what does it actually mean to get your JavaScript files served from the CDN. And CDN means content delivery networks, and we're going to use the Microsoft Azure Content Delivery Network as the default entry for your JavaScript files. So you can certainly use whatever CDN or whatever location within the internet where you want to host your JavaScript files. And I'm going to explain how to do that as well as part of the tutorial. But let's first start with a Microsoft Azure site setup. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to move into my Microsoft Azure site, and then I'm going to actually create a new storage account. So I'm going to go to a new data and storage, and then a storage account. So what we want to do is that we want to create a storage account, which we will use as our CDN location for our files. So we're going to use the storage account plop in the storage account as the location for hosting our files through the CDN. So let's call this as an example BNP tutorials. Let's use the deployment model as resource manager as an example. It's a general purpose thing. We're going to use a standard storage account. It can be read access key redundant. We're going to use my MSDN Ultimate as the model. I'm going to call this tutorial BNP tutorials as the resource group, and the location obviously depends on whether you want to put that. In my particular location, it doesn't really matter. I'm going to use the Western Europe. So let's click create, and that actually starts the creation of that particular storage account. Because this table will take a while to actually get created, not too long, but still, I'm going to pause the video for a while so we're able to then skip that section within the recording. So we can see that the storage account is getting created, and we're going to get a message whenever that's actually then available within our Azure subscription. So let's pause for a while and wait for that one to get created. That didn't take too long, but we saved at least a few seconds on the video recording. So let's quick go to our BNP tutorial storage account, which was just created. And we want to actually create a container for this particular storage account. So we are then able to make sure that our files and all of the JavaScript files and possibly our assets are getting served from this CDN location. So let's create a container. Let's call that as an example, hello world. Let's actually get rid of that O from there as well. And that's a container type, and it can be, let's make it plop type, so it's available. Container type, so we can actually use that within our to save our files properly before the CDN. So that's actually going to get created really fast, so that's available as a entry already. We need some of this information to get all of the details configured within our files. So let's quickly add and get the URL for this one. And we actually get it from the properties, and let's copy the URL from this one. So I'm going to start my notepad and copy that information to my notepad so I can update my files based on this information then. Now, the other thing what I actually need is that I need to have access on my storage account, so I need to have an access key. So I'm going to copy the key number one, and I'm going to move that to Notepad as well. So I have an access point, or this is so to say my password to get access on my storage information. And we need that one to automate the deployment of our individual files. Now, then we need to actually create a CDN. So let's actually create a new CDN endpoint. So I can look for the CDN. I can find it from the underneath the media plus CDN. And in here, I'm going to click the CDN. And then we're going to give it a name. Let's call this PNP Tutorials as the CDN profile. And that's a free. It's my MSDN Ultimate. We're going to use an existing resource group. I have quite a lot of these. I'm going to actually use PNP Tutorials as my resource group. And then I can select the pricing tier. There's a few different options on this one. Not going to actually wait for the pricing. I'm going to use the standard Akamai as my choice for this particular demo. So the CDN endpoint, let's get that one created as well. So that actually starts creating the CDN profile. We're able to see that that's getting created, and that might take again a while. It shouldn't take too long, but let's pause the video until everything is ready to go. Good. Now our CDN tutorial, CDN profile has been created. So let's actually go there. And then we need to create an endpoint for this CDN. So let's click the plus here. So we're able to create an endpoint. Let's call this PNP Tutorials as well. Let's set the origins type as storage, because we created that storage endpoint. Origin hostname. So let's actually find our PNP Tutorials storage account. There we go. And then we're able to see that the origin host header, we're able to see that the endpoint for the CDN will be PNP Tutorials Azure Edge.net. So let's copy that one also to our Notepad. We're going to use that information in a second. So let's actually copy that one so we don't get any additional typos while we're copy pasting that to our deployment scripts. Good. So that's going to be HTTP PNP Tutorials Azure Edge.net. Now we need to essentially then update our deployment. And now that we essentially, when we created the plop, one thing to notice is that we created a plop container with a Hello World web part name. So essentially we will start serving our files from the HTTP PNP Tutorials Azure Edge.net/Hello World web part. And that's going to be then the location where our files are getting deployed. Good. We're all ready from a Azure side, as long as I click this add here, so that the endpoint is getting actually created. And then we're all good to go from Microsoft Azure side. Again, it doesn't really matter what kind of cloud service you're using. You're able to host these files from an alternative locations as well. There's some additional logic for Microsoft Azure within the build tasks, you can certainly serve these JavaScript files from a whatever alternative location as well. So let's move back on our command line tool, and let's make sure that we're in the right location. So we are in the Hello World web part. If we do checkup, yes, we are in the same location. Let's actually open up our Visual Studio Code, which is already running from the previous tutorials. And let's actually close all of the files so we don't actually confuse what are these files all about. In the config folder, we do have a deploy Azure storage JSON file. So I'm going to open up this one, and then it's asking me some additional information. It's going to ask me the working gear, and that's going to be temp deploy. That's actually correct. It's going to ask me the storage account name. It's going to ask me the container, and it's going to ask me the access key to that storage account. So let's actually update that storage account and access key and container accordingly. Well, the Hello World web part is actually correct for our usage. We're going to need an access key, which we copied from our storage account. So let's add that one over there. And then we need to have a storage account name, which I actually didn't copy it. So let's go and copy that one out. So I'm going to jump back on the front page. Let's go here. It's called BNP Tutorials. Could have maybe remembered the name. Oop. Yeah, that's the resource group. Cool. So BNP Tutorials is the actual name of the storage account. So let's actually get that one there as well. Here we go. That file has been updated. So we updated the storage account name and the access key for that storage account. Then we need to update few additional things. So first of all, we can prepare for our web part assets for deploy. So let's switch back on our command line tool and run a command called gulp dash dash ship. And that's going to then build a minified assets so that they're minified to be able to, well, available for serving from the CDN location. And that's all done. So now we have files ready to get shipped from the temp deploy folder. And we can actually quickly go and have a look on that one as well. So if we want, we can do a reveal in Explorer. Let's see, where did it actually open up? And there we go. There's our deploy folder. There's our minified files, which are ready to get deployed to the other side. And then we are able to deploy our files to the Microsoft Azure. So since our Azure storage information has been already updated, we can go to the command line and run a command gulp deploy Azure storage. And what this one is doing is that's going to use that information in a deploy storage JSON, and it's going to copy those files directly to our Azure CDN. So now those files are available under the HTTP BNP tutorials, blobcore, windows.net, hello world web part. So all of those files are getting deployed to the right location, which is good. Everything good so far. Now, the web part file itself still, the web part definition in our web part manifest is however still actually pointing to our wrong location. So let's update that. So let's switch them back on the Visual Studio Code side and let's go to write manifest JSON. And this is defining the actual path to CDN. So in here, we actually want to copy the final URL from here. So where are those files getting served? What is our CDN base path for the individual JavaScript files, which essentially are the client-side web part? And that was what I actually copied from the Microsoft Azure when I created the CDN. And that was the Azure CDN endpoint, and that's actually the container within the endpoint. So the files were deployed over there. And that's pretty much it. Now we're good to go. Obviously, we need to repackage the web part, and then we need to redeploy the web part to the app, to the gallery app catalog, so that it will be available and refreshed for the existing instances. So let's switch back on the command line, and we kind of first run gulp bundle. Bundle dash dash ship, and that's gonna recompile in quotes the JavaScript files, so that will refresh all of the manifest settings like this write manifest JSON update, so that the CDN base path has been updated accordingly. And then if we repackage our solution with the ship switch, it's gonna repackage the solution. It's gonna take that CDN path into account. And we should be all good to go. The one trick what we can do here is that we're able to actually go and open up the, let's say, HTTP BNP tutorials to double check that things are properly done. If you go to the SharePoint folder, solution folder, and have a look on the actual manifest file. So let's see, it's a long file. If we have a look on the XML, we're able to actually see, I don't need to even search that, we're able to see an updated value in here. So the JavaScript or the changes of pointing to this URL has been properly reflected. It's not pointing no longer to my local box. It's not pointing to an unknown URL. And that means that it has been then packaged properly and we're able to good to go. Now let's move back on our folders and let's actually get ongoing with the redeployment of that file. So there's our app file. And where is our SharePoint? There's our SharePoint. There's our app catalog. We're going to take that app file. We're going to drag and drop that one to a catalog. It's going to ask me, if you want to replace the existing file, let's replace that. And upload is completed. And now if everything is fine and we go back on the developer side, let's go back on the site content. We created a new page on the site pages. Which one was it? It's probably tutorial number 3. If we go there, we can see that the file and web part is getting rendered properly. We can see that the loading from developer side, all of that is getting rendered properly, even though our developer box isn't running. And that essentially means that the file is getting loaded from a right location. You can certainly have a look on the on this one using the developer tooling in your browser of choice. So if I refresh the page, we're able to see from where all of these files are actually getting served. And from here, we're able to then find the individual JavaScript files and have a look that it's actually getting served from the right location. So let's see if we can actually quickly find that. We don't actually need to start finding that, but we're able to see that the file is getting properly served from a right location. And there we go. There's a good example of a PNP Hello World bundle coming from the PNP tutorials Azure Edge.net. So that's our CDN location. So we're no longer loading that JavaScript file from a local host, and it's getting loaded from the, in quotes, from the production environment. And that was pretty fast, which is all good. And that's it for the tutorial number 3. So we basically completed creating a Hello World web part in the first tutorial. This is tutorial number 4. So we created the web part in the first tutorial. In the second tutorial, we created additional settings for the web part. We actually made it to work to SharePoint. And then in tutorial 3, we actually served that from a classic SharePoint pages. And then in this tutorial 4, we packaged the web part, client-side web part, deployed that to be available from the CDN so that you don't have to serve that information from a local web box. One thing I almost forgot actually is that obviously in this case we used the CDN location. But the Azure as the CDN location, you can certainly deploy these JavaScript files, like mentioned, to whatever CDN you want or whatever location what you want. So if we go to a temp and deploy folder, we're able to see those individual files which we actually shipped to the Azure CDN. So these are the files which you would copy to your alternative CDN location, and then you update the URL accordingly within the JSON files and repackage, redeploy, and you're good to go. As long as the URLs are pointing to the right JavaScript files, the things are working properly for you as well. But that's it for this tutorial. Thank you for watching. And this ends, let's say, the series of the first tutorials. There are a few individual tutorials on top of this as part of the shared videos. Hopefully, you'll find all of this stuff useful from a learning perspective. Thank you.